From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting yet another ceasefire salvage. Top diplomats from the United States, Russia, and the Middle East will attempt to salvage a failed Syria ceasefire agreement Saturday, with talks in Lausanne, Switzerland, following a separate meeting Sunday in London. The renewed efforts come less than 2 weeks after the United States suspended bilateral negotiations with Russia and the two sides exchanged mutual recriminations. Russian officials say they are hopeful for positive results, but as fighting continues in the besieged city of Aleppo, analysts are skeptical of any lasting ceasefire, and the health situation is dire. This is UN Deputy Special Envoy for Syria, Ramzi Izzeldin Ramzi.
Hospitals have not been brought back to what they were a week or 10 days ago. Capacity to treat emergency cases is minimal, and that is why we are working on a plan for medical evacuations. We continue to work with a number of concerned parties to make that possible.
Many believe Russia wants to first help Syrian President Bashar al-Assad take Aleppo so they can have a stronger negotiating position. Mourners in Thailand breaking out in song outside of a hospital at the news of the death of their beloved monarch, Bhumibol Adulyadet, who had been the world's longest reigning monarch. The King of Thailand died at the age of 88 on Thursday, according to the Bureau of the Royal Household. Worries about the king's condition heightened after a Sunday night health bulletin was issued by the palace. Hundreds of Thais dressed in pink and prayed for the king's recovery Wednesday and Thursday outside of the hospital. The 70th anniversary of the king's accession was celebrated in Thailand on June the 9th. This is VOA News. The United Nations has formally appointed former Portugal Prime Minister Antonio Guterres as Secretary General on Thursday. He will replace current Secretary General Ban Ki-moon of South Korea at the end of 2016. Ban has held the post since being appointed in 2006. The 67-year-old Guterres was Portugal's Prime Minister from 1992 to 2002. The U.S. military said Thursday it struck three radar sites in Yemen in response to missile launches from territory controlled by Houthi rebels that targeted a U.S. Navy destroyer. A Pentagon statement said the Tomahawk cruise missiles were launched at radar sites along Yemen's Red Sea coast. Pentagon spokesman Peter Cook described the strikes as self-defense in order to protect U.S. personnel and ships. Nigerian officials say 21 of the Chibok girls kidnapped by the militant group Boko Haram in 2014 have been released. A spokesman for Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said on Twitter Thursday that the 21 girls are in custody of the Department of State Services. The spokesman said the girls' release was the result of talks between Buhari's administration and Boko Haram.
He just came strolling right in. There was no second to put a robe on or any sort of clothing or anything. Some girls were topless, other girls were naked.
That's Tasha Dixon, a former Miss Arizona who competed in the Miss USA pageant, one of several women in recent days who've come forward to support allegations regarding Donald Trump's treatment of women. Mr. Trump owned the pageant. More allegations emerged on Wednesday involving the Republican presidential candidate and what multiple women described as incidents of groping or kissing on the mouth. Attorneys representing Trump sent a letter to the New York Times executive director demanding the newspaper remove the article from its website and issue an apology. Now, the Clinton campaign itself has been subjected to some unwanted blowback from the Trump allegations, with Clinton's husband, former President Bill Clinton, being interrupted in a speech he was trying to give in the state of Iowa. Meanwhile, the Hillary Clinton campaign faced more criticism of its own on Wednesday with the latest batch of hacked emails released by WikiLeaks. The messages included correspondence from 2011 between spokeswoman Jennifer Palmieri and John Halpin, a senior fellow at the liberal think tank Center for American Progress. Halpin wrote that the country's most powerful conservatives are all Catholic and called their politics an amazing bastardization of faith. Trump told supporters Wednesday that that's what's happening. Joe Palca, Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.